And at 7:05, we have a clear sky, 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 51. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In area news, authorities in western Iowa are searching for a man who escaped from a work release facility Sunday. 26-year-old Colton Benson Blaine was placed on escape status after failing to return to the Council Bluffs work release facility from his place of employment. Benson Blaine is a white male with blonde hair and blue eyes. He's also about 6 feet 3 inches tall and weighs 261 pounds. According to the Iowa Department of Corrections, Benson Blaine was sentenced to 12 years in prison in 2011 after being found guilty in Shelby County of voluntary manslaughter and in Pottawatomie County for operating a vehicle without consent, escape, and escape of misdemeanant. Benson Blaine was transferred to work release on January 24th of this year. He had previously failed to return from work release in April of 2016, but was captured in Shelby County a few days later. Anyone with information as to Benson Blaine's whereabouts is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department or Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department. Two juveniles were taken into custody Sunday on first-degree robbery charges following an incident late Saturday night in Council Bluffs. Authorities say just after midnight Sunday, officers responded to the police station for a report of a robbery. Upon arrival, officers located the victim, Tony Shively of Council Bluffs. Shively told officers that while using an ATM near First Street and Pearl, he was approached by two black males who asked him for a cigarette. When Shively told the suspects he did not smoke, one of the subjects pulled what appeared to be a handgun and pointed it at Shively, instructing him to hand over everything he had. When Shively refused, the suspect struck Shively in the head with a handgun, resulting in a serious injury. Shively was transported to Mercy Hospital for treatment of his injuries and later released. The incident information was broadcast to other officers who located two juvenile subjects matching the descriptions of both suspects near South 8th Street and West Broadway. And while checking the area, officers also located a pellet pistol under a vehicle. The names of the juveniles were not released due to their age. Red Oak Police Saturday afternoon arrested a man on charges that include assault on a peace officer, disorderly conduct, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree, vandalism. 24-year-old Dylan James Hanbright of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2:45 p.m. in the 1100 block of North 1st Street. Hanbright was brought to Montgomery County Jail and later held on $1,000 bond. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Sioux City man charged with stabbing a man to death during an argument last year will have his new trial, moved out of Sioux City. A judge granted 48-year-old Elias Wanati's request for a change of venue, citing pretrial publicity. The judge said he would choose by today where Wanati's new trial, which is set to begin February 28th, will be held. Wanati's first trial ended at a mistrial in December after jurors said they couldn't reach a unanimous verdict. Wanati is charged with first-degree murder in the February 17, 2016 stabbing death of 50-year-old Vernon Mace, who was stabbed 9 times. There were no eyewitnesses to the incident, and police never found the weapon. Defense attorney Jason Dunn has suggested that Wanati acted in self-defense. The South Sioux City City Council will extend the hotel stays of residents displaced by noxious sewer odors through February 14th. The City Council voted on Friday to pay for the hotel rooms. About a dozen families who have still not returned to their homes. The move came after Big Ox Energy, whose renewable energy plant was tied to the odors, announced it would stop paying for the hotel bills next week. As many as 24 residents were originally displaced by the rotten egg smell of hydrogen sulfide permeating several homes. Last year, city officials said the gas seemed to be emanating from sewer lines flowing from the Big Ox plant. Last week, Big Ox released a report blaming plumbing issues in most of the homes that were affected. Well, you're invited to join Iowa State University Extension and Outreach field agronomist Aaron Soigling and Iowa State University Farm Coordinator for Southwest Iowa, Jim Rogers, for a one-hour presentation covering the newest farm trials conducted across the state. The Ag Input Meeting for Montgomery County will be held this Friday, February 10th, from 1 until 2 p.m. at the Extension office in Red Oak. If you have any crop input questions for 2017, or if you wonder what research ISU is doing in Southwest Iowa, you should probably want to attend that meeting. ISU's Soigling and Rogers will answer participants' questions about crop input in the upcoming growing season as well. The Ag Input meetings will be conducted all across Southwest Iowa this winter. There will be one held at the Montgomery County Extension Office at 400 Bridge Street, Suite Number 2, this Friday from 1 until 2 p.m. Complimentary cookies and coffee will be served. There is no fee to attend and pre-registration is not required. For more information, you can contact Montgomery County Extension at 712-623-2592. In the funeral announcements, Christian Frederick Johansson, age 46, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Christian Johansson will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Harlan, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Muriel Peterson, age 78, of Kimbleton, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Muriel Peterson will be Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Franklin J. Anderson, age 93, of Exira, died February 1st at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Franklin Anderson will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Doris May Diddy, age 90, of Stewart, died Wednesday at her home. A celebration of life for Doris Diddy will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. John Leonard Watts, Jr., age 55, of Harlan, died January 25th. Memorial services for John Watts, Jr. will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Elmer Wagaman, age 92, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Elmer Wagaman will be on February 25th at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Elgene Sander, age 87, of Cumberland, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Elgene Sander are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.